This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joining us on the line here is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the Vice President and Professor of Strategy and Irregular Warfare at the Institute of World Politics and author of the new book, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. Dr. Gorka, it's always a pleasure to have you. Wanted to have you on to talk about all of this stuff going on and all the talk about Russia this and Russia that, and were they trying to have an impact on our election? Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the United States Senate, cut 21, Mike, had this to say about that.
I agree with Senator Schumer, Chairman McCain, Burr, and others. This simply cannot be a partisan issue. The Russians are not our friends.
Well, he says we need to have an investigation of that, and the White House says there needs to be an investigation of that. What are we going to investigate, and is there something worthy of our time and attention here, Dr. Gorka?
I think we have to look at this in the cold light of day, Brian, because it is being exploited clearly for political purposes.
Yes.
I'd call attention for your listeners to an article that was published this morning by Reuters, by Jonathan Landay and Mark Hosenball, in which they quote the spokesman for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so that's the highest federal body that collates intelligence, that states they do not accept the interpretation of the CIA that Russia was involved in hacking this election in any way to benefit one of the particular candidates. So when you've got the highest body in U.S. federal intelligence, along with the FBI, not agreeing with this latest statement that is clearly being politicized, we need some clarity, absolutely, because you know intelligence is the last thing you want to have politicized, Brian.
Right, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. This is Katie Pavlich. I guess my question on that is doesn't this pose a serious threat to the legitimacy of intelligence sourcing and information in the future if it's going to be politicized in this way? Based on we need this intelligence, we need the intelligence services to act accordingly based on the facts. And I guess my other question is, don't you think people can be concerned about Russian interference in the United States generally, while also understanding that what happened during the election wouldn't have changed the outcome with the Russian interference?
Right. I mean, let's be realistic here. It wasn't, you know, the Russians that told Hillary Clinton not to campaign in Wisconsin or to say that coal miners need to lose their jobs. So let's be realistic about what's going on here. But Katie, your first point is so incredibly important. Think of the fact that a year ago we had 60 Central Command intelligence analysts. So this is the command in Tampa that runs the war in Iraq and the Middle East. And they complained that their intelligence analysis as professionals was being censored, doctored, or
right,
quote-unquote lost if it didn't comport with the White House requirement to support the narrative.
I had forgotten about that. You're right.
Yeah, think about it. That's when you know professionals inside the machine are trying to do their job, and there's this political mandate to say, look, we have a narrative, and if your product doesn't support our narrative that we're winning, it'll be lost or changed. Now, we had problems during the Vietnam War, serious problems, but we never had 60 analysts state that there is political pressure on us to doctor and skew our analysis. That has to stop, and I expect it to stop under the next administration.
Well, I really, you pointed out this Reuters story. It grabbed my attention this morning, no doubt about it. And one of the things they said was that the decision to say, by the CIA, to say that the Russians were working to help elect Donald Trump and that they had interfered in our election was based on what, a very thin read, and the thin read was that, well, they hacked both the Republicans and the Democrats,
Even though the RNC denies being hacked.
Even though the RNC denies it. But their claim was, well, they hacked both the Republicans and the Democrats, but they only released the documents of the Democrats. Well, first of all, I mean, the RNC says they weren't hacked, and shouldn't the RNC have been notified if they had been hacked? It seemed like to me that would have been something you would have told them. But on the other hand of it, I mean, that's a pretty weak element to pin a pretty serious analytical assertion on, isn't it?
Absolutely. So intelligence is based upon two requirements. You have to ascertain capability. That's why our satellites are so cool, right? We can photograph stuff like missiles and aircraft carriers. But the far harder part is intent. What is the enemy doing with that intelligence? And that's something, that's the hardest thing, and that usually requires human assets to ascertain that. And that's what the ODNI and the FBI stating is simply missing. Yes, the Russians did something, but what was their intent? We just don't know. And until we know that, we shouldn't be making political profit out of it.
So, changing subjects slightly, we heard President-elect Trump on Sunday tell Chris Wallace that he doesn't need to be taking these daily intelligence briefings. And we've had some pushback on that. Jillian Turner, who was on the national security team for both George W. Bush and President Obama, said, you know, look, the repetitiveness of these briefings is exactly the type of intelligence a president needs. Just wanted to get your perspective on President-elect Trump saying he doesn't need these briefings every day.
Well, let's just look at the sweet irony of what the reality is. I'm not in those rooms getting those briefings, but the National Security Advisor designate of the new administration is Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who was the highest ranking uniformed military intelligence officer in the U.S. government as the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He is right at President-elect Trump's hip every day.
Yep.
And the irony of that is, that individual never met with President Obama when he was the Director of Defense Intelligence.
So have
a guess who's better informed, Donald Trump or President Obama.
That's a very good point. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is good at making good points. That's what he does.
That's why we have him on the show.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Good to have
you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.